This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. There's a heat wave out there, y'all, and I hope you're ready because we're about to bring you some more heat with recent releases by artists who represent a range of genres and call the St. Louis area home. That's right. It's time for St. Louis on the Air's August edition of the New Music Roundup. This month, our guest selector is Darian Wigfall, also known as DJ Wiz. He's also the owner of Certain Media Studios. Welcome to our New Music Roundup.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And as always is Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer and our monthly New Music Show originator. What up, Maya?
Hello.
Now, before we dive in, a quick reminder. Everything we play today is on our monthly STL Music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So the first song I'm going to introduce, and it has a grand title, and that is Martyrs by Nick at Night and Kong.
Winning, I'm taking the cup and the belt and the crown and the ribbon and trophy. Reach for the stars like I'm Sophie. You ain't got a bar that can hold me. Crash landing, I'm swish. But 3 and 4 ain't got a home team. Swinging like Benjamin, Peter Morales, and Stacey O'Hara and Hobie. Had to stick it to the man. I had a lot, be nosy. I don't get out, I get cozy. Hades out here getting cold feet. Trying not to overthink it, let it flow. A conscious, get it off the dome piece. But what if that spotlight's too bright? What if they John Wick move me? What if I slip on that soapbox? What if they make it a movie? What if I say it all wrong? They cut me off and I end up on Newsweek. What if I up that? I hear him talking, I duck that. I study hard and y'all weak as hell if you bring a tool in your book bag. I taught my shit that there's nothing left. My foot up in it, Eric Foran ass. Got my questions, but spoiler alert, my life a bitch and I know she bad. Thinking just cause you rock odds that you so in, but you down bad. Cause my circles got their own circles. Though you make power plays, but that's chain command. And you on the bottom, like on the bottom. We got a summer, we got a spring, we got an autumn. We was up late till the next morning. Oh, so you talking. What would they say? Do my own thing. Try me to bosses. This only here until it's not. Do what you wanna. 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 Do what you wanna.
And that is Nick at Night and Kong with Martyrs. So the guest always goes first. Tell us why you chose this.
I chose this one because I really like what Nick at Night and Kong have been doing lately. I've seen them release a couple albums like All Smiles in the past couple of years, and just their chemistry together on the mic is dope. And then the speedy lyrics and like mentioning mental health and like insecurities and like media saturation all in the same verse, like you don't really get that a lot of places.
I really appreciated the themes about just working really hard to achieve your dreams and doing what needs to be done to make sure that happens, even battling your own insecurities, because we all have those as well. It was also just like the flow of everything. It sounds really cohesive. I've heard their music before, but I think this might be one of my favorites that I've heard.
Me too.
Our next song is a very different pace.
Yeah.
And this is something that we frequently do. Maya, tell us about your first pick of this month.
Yes, so this song is from a beloved St. Louisan that we've probably heard of. I know she also used to be an intern here on this show. So this is Tonina, Delilah Moreno, and Ivy Alexander, and their song, Time to Fly.
Time to fly back and forth.
and that is St. Louis's own Tonina and her collaborators Delilah Murano and Ivy Alexander and their song Time to Fly. And I just noticed our engineer Aaron Dorr give a little stank face when that guitar riff hit.
Yes.
So did I.
How can you not?
Yeah. And that's like already was like so vibey. One of those songs that like, I don't know if anyone else does this. I'm sure at least us in the room. Mm-hmm. Like when you like lay on the floor with your stereo headset on, yeah, and just like hold yourself while you listen to a song, like, yep, oh, this is just so good. But when that guitar riff hits, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Right. Elevates. Hold immediately. On.
Then you, yes, let your arms out.
Yeah. Yes.
Sprawl, extend them.
The exactly.
Become one with the universe and, yes, the music.
It's so like now you're just soaring. You're flying. Literally, yeah, it's like, oh, we taking off.
The next song is a pick that comes from you, Wiz, and again, a very different feel.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Don't You Dare Speak by Katera Parson before we hear a little bit of it.
Yeah, so Katera and Tonina I've worked with previously in the past, and I just love both of their voices, and Katera's writing, and Tonina's for that matter, is just really impactful, and the way she can encapsulate a personal experience and then also make it sort of universal is sort of what I saw in the Don't You Dare Speak, and I wanted folks to hear that, mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, and definitely, let's hear some of that. This is Katera Parson with Don't You Dare Speak.
Don't you dare speak. Don't you ever speak on my reality. Our realities are not the same. It's a different type of 3D here. Don't you ask to see what you feel? You don't know what you refuse to see. So don't you dare speak.
That is Don't You Dare Speak by Katera Parson.
Yeah, I'm really glad Wiz introduced this song to me. I'm a huge fan of Katera. I hadn't heard this song yet, but just the message of like, don't you dare speak on my reality. Our realities are not the same. As like any, I think most people can relate to that, but especially anyone that's in like a marginalized group, oftentimes like our stories get like told through other lenses that's like, you can't actually relate to this. I appreciate you recognizing it, but this is not for you to talk on.
Mm-hmm.
And so just hearing that message relayed frequently, like as a Black woman, I'm like, yeah, that happens way too much. And you probably should like, you know, take a back seat, chill out and stop talking and let the person who you're talking about speak.
Mm-hmm. The way that the instruments also are speaking in this is very,
yes,
powerful.
Powerful. And I know she released this on Juneteenth. So,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
oh, okay, it has that person, mm-hmm, of color message behind it as well.
Yeah. All right. So you heard it.
Yeah,
you heard it loud and clear.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I didn't speak, I just listened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listening to the next song that you chose, Maya, took me back to a couple different places.
Okay.
So tell us about this song before we hear it.
Yes, I got hip to Pink Tax from the All Punks Meet in St. Louis under the Arch event that happened in June.
Okay.
All femme punk band. There's even like Black femmes in it. So I was like, all about that. So yes, anywho, this is Pink Tax and their song, Icky Vicky.
Her name is Vicky. She's kinda icky. She's kinda picky. She's kinda picky. But she definitely picked me. Icky Vicky.
And that was The Pink Tax and their song Icky Vicky. I was really excited to see this morning on Instagram they announced they have their debut EP coming out.
Oh.
It's called Big Mouth, so I'm very much looking forward to that. I just need more. I don't need actually more of the real Pink Tax, but I need the band.
Yeah, right. Darian, what did you think of this?
I love the punk vibes on this so much. Like, I didn't know this band before, but I'm so glad Maya introduced me to it because it's such a bop. I'm so glad to be introduced to this song, and I'm definitely looking for more from them, for sure.
Okay. What this made me think of was Save Ferris from the mid-90s, and just like that feeling of energy. It also made me think of Garbage Pail Kids. Those cars, which goes back like another decade or whatever. But yes, very much appreciate that song. So again, we move in another direction. And again, we go back to speaking. And our next song is one that you chose, Wiz. And this is Ancestor Speak by Conscious Keys.
Batman, I'm my own dark knight. More powerful than Superman, immune to kryptonite. Fast as the Flash, yeah, I rack up the stats. Triple doubling albums like Mike Top, but my weight class. It's no wonder no woman's lassoed me in. I'm my own school of truth, a whole team of X-Men. Blasting dark ops like Cyclops, no math, just jazz. Laser lock rhythm in a Coltrane blast. Then I'm bye-bye Blackbird, round midnight flight. X-Jet dipped and bop on that Mingus shite. I'm like Ball Professor X meets long hair. More Martin than Mouse. With the little Johnny Dare, making Jubilee music, raised in KC Northeast, born Royals Blue, smashing heads like the Beast. Hard Knocks meets Sesame Street, don't pull my card. I'm a gambit of fire, batting it out of the yard. A whole world's of fun, like a Mamba with Mystique, storming off road like I'm a Holmes win streak. I'm clawed like Logan, I heal when I bleed. A plaza of fountains born into the Chiefs dynasty. Sing.
From the city of Miles to 18th and Pine, where the spirits blow horns through the cracks in time, where the arch meets the crown. I was raised on the beat, I was smothered from the echoes where the ancestors speak. From the city of Miles to 18th and Vine, where the spirits blow horns through the cracks in time, where the arch meets the crown. I was raised on the beat, I was smothered from the echoes where the ancestors speak.
On the STL magic, like an Ozzy backflip, a wizard of the mounds, like Gretzky pulling hat tricks. Raising four on easy street like Thelonious Underground, where you needn't search more evidence than scaling up Monk's Mound. House of Miles, home of Clark Terry, born from rock and roll like old school Chuck Berry. Keys like Ike, I've been rolling down that river, passing Missouri knowledge on like Jonas was the giver, believing in the heart of the cards.
And
like
that is Conscious Keys with Ancestors Speak. Like Darian. Yes.
That song is one of my favorites from Ryan Marquez's new hip-hop project called Conscious Keys. The album he just released is called The Legend of Ram. And so he believes that hip-hop is a more powerful art form to use to reach people with a message than the jazz that he's been previously in. He's still playing jazz around town and things like that. But I sent him the beat, the drums, and the bass, and then he wanted to use that, and he created this whole song from it.
It is very St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, was there anything that stood out to you about it?
Oh,
Maya?
The Percy Green line literally like made me chuckle out loud. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
This is beautiful. This is great. Well, shouting out Del Mar, that's a very important street to St. Louis and also personally in my life. I also really like the sports references and the DC Comics references. I'm like, I feel like I know this man and what he's into now.
Yes.
Because, yeah, it was just all those like references. So it's like, ooh, I know that. Ooh, I know that too. And it's like brings you deeper into the song.
And it is a departure from the music that he's done before in a really interesting way.
Yeah, I love it. And we made a video for it, so definitely that's coming out
later this
year.
Something for the eyes as well as the ears.
With all the references.
Nice.
Our next song is one that you selected for us.
Yes.
This is by Faith Miller, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this.
Yes, so Faith Miller, someone got me hip to her, but for the life of me, I could not remember who, but whoever it was, thank you.
Yes.
Because I have been looking for more of the pop girlies in our city, and she is one, and she's awesome. She's phenomenal. So this is Faith Miller and her song, Kiss Me.
If I said it, boy, I mean it. Stuck here overthinking. I've been spacing out, daydreaming. Plotting, I've been scheming. You know that you're the man I want. You know that you've been fanning over me. Way more than a crush, more than like, maybe love. Baby, you could be the one. Tell me out of my peace, run. Just say the word, I want you pulling.
that was Faith Miller and her song Kiss Me. I originally had a different song of hers for the roundup, and then I saw this one get released like within a week of me starting the playlist. I'm like, well, here we go. A newer song. Her vocals are really sweet, and then I like the beat because it kind of reminds me of like Chicago footwork. And of course, like the lyrics of itself, like it's called Kiss Me. It's all about like, hey boo, I want you. I want you. Come over here and kiss me. So yeah, I just appreciate that. And again, I love pop music. I love a lot of music, but pop girlies in St. Louis stand up. I love it.
Yeah, for real.
And our producer Darius Varner says it gives him Tinashe vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally get that. I definitely love that footwork beat, that Chicago style. You know, St. Louis and Chicago definitely have a relation. And then that new wave of R&B where it's like super open, like vibes, lyrics, like she's just like really vulnerable, and I appreciate that.
And the beat, I think it says Ashley Booker, who was another St. Louisan.
There's a song on this month's list that I chose, and speaking of vulnerability, this is a very vulnerable set of lyrics. This is All the Money in the World from Fight Back Mountain. And that is All the Money in the World by Fight Back Mountain. I have to fight the urge to say it the way this also takes me, you know, I went to college in San Diego, and so this makes me feel like I'm back in college again.
Yeah.
Also, I was shocked that you picked a punk song because you're usually the hip-hop girly.
Well, you know, I have many facets.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like classic rock and punk mixed together. It reminds me of like Sum 41, like Stacey's Mom vibes, but a little harder.
Right. Well, to wrap things up for today, Wiz, we have a song that you have selected. It is called February Eve by Backbeat. Let's listen. And that is February Eve by Backbeat. And that is B-A-Q-B-E-E-T.
That's correct.
So, Wiz, what's the genre here?
I'd say it's very genre-defying, but if I had to put some words to it, it's like atmospheric, pop indie hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, because you could rap over, but I could also see like a female singer singing over that as well.
Or so. Just vibe to it.
Yeah, just vibe to it as an instrumental.
I had it in like it reminded me of that kind of like lo-fi beats to study to.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I was just thinking that.
Well, and another thing to line the floor with your arms
yes.
open.
Yeah.
How did you come upon this?
So this is a song that we released through my company, Certain Media, earlier this year. Backbeat's an artist that I've been working with for a long time, and he has been evolving in his beat making and things like that. And this is one of the better ones that I'd heard, and I was like, yo, we should put this out to the world. Mm-hmm. So
today's show, I think, really illustrates the beauty of sharing mm-hmm. and how much there is to discover yeah. when we talk about the things that, you know, are coming up on our radar. Mm-hmm. So very much enjoyed this. Mm-hmm. Darian Wigfall, also known as DJ Wiz and owner of Certain Media
That's
Studios,
right.
and Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer of our monthly new music show. Thank you so much for sharing your picks today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Now remember that you can find the songs we play today on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Search for St. Louis on the Air, New Music Roundup.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet
and I, Darius Varner.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.